brief moment about, first of all, I don't know how many of you have lent money that you're possibly going to lose out on collecting, but maybe yes, maybe not, maybe you know people, so it's not really a full-blown shiur. There are shiurim online, and I've actually spoken over the years. You may even find my shiur on the topic, but at least, you know, to have a little familiarity with, you know, where the sugya is, and just some, it's very short, Rashi Prakim, and Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach. So just for a few minutes, just to get a little bit acquainted with Shemitas Ksafim and with Kruzbol, you know, for the sake of the, you know, the Yoma. So it is Mesach Begidin, after all, that we're learning. So some of the main sugyas, I mean, of course, besides from Mishnai Shvius, Mishnai Shemitah, the last parak of Shvius is discussion of Shemitas Ksafim and Kruzbol. But in the sugya of Kruzbol, the Mishnah says, this is in the Perek HaShaleach, which goes on to discuss in Yanam of Tikkun HaOlam, and mentions Tikkun HaOlam in connection to Shtaris and Ged, and then goes on to other cases into Perek HaNezakin, and that's how it gets into Pesach Degitin. So the Mishnah says that Hillel Tikkun Kruzbol. This is on Daf Lamed Dalid Amid Beis in the Mishnah. Says a few things about takanos that you have to take a shvua to collect. When a mana collects from the yisomim, she needs a shvua. Then it says ha'edim chos v'malget mitikin ha'olam. This is an inyan that we are going to get into in the first parak, the inyan of edi chasima karti, edim mesira karti, and the importance of having edim sign on a get. According to this mishnah, it's only tikin ha'olam. So if the edim mesira are not around, you'll be able to rely on Edi Chasima. And the last part of this Mishnah is Hillel Hiskin Pruzbol, Ne Tikkun HaOlam. That's, the Gemara segues from that into discussions of Pruzbol. So you go on Daf Lamed Vav. So in analyzing this this line of the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Shvius. That more than halfway down the Amud, the Mishnah that Gemara quotes, Tanan Hasam, Pruzbol Eino Mishamet. Now, what is Pruzbol? This is going to be something important to recognize. What exactly is Pruzbol? What is the mechanism of Pruzbol? Ze'achem Advarim, says the Mishnah, quoting the Gemara, Shehiskin Hillel Hazaken. Hillel Hazaken is the Hillel who was a contemporary of Shammai. Shammai and Hillel were from the Zugos. We know from the first parak in Pirkei Avos. He's known as Hillel Hazaken, the legendary Hillel Hazaken that so much associated with his legacy, how he became a Nasi, and the chain of Nasius continued through him. One of his takanas was Shira Esa'am, Shenimnu Milahavo Zeze, the Avru Amashakasa Batora. The Pasuk says in Parashas Ve'e, starts off there, Mikit Shevashem Tasa Shemitah, Vizedvar Shemitah, Shemot Kobal Mashayadash Yashab Re'eu. So if you have a loan that you have a claim over somebody else to pay, you have to surrender it, let go of it, shamot, and that's the halacha, kikar shmita l'Hashem. But then it goes on in the psukim, it says, hishana l'cha, lest you have an evil thought that you will not want to lend money because you feel that you're going to lose out because he's not going to, after shmiz, he won't have to pay you. So this is something that people unfortunately were doing. They were violating this iser lav in the Torah. And Hillel recognized that sociological reality. Amad v'hiskin Pruzbol. So he was metaken Pruzbol. V'zel gufa shel Pruzbol. Now the Lashon here is Mosrani lachem koni poni adayonim shel mokem ploni. Mosrani lachem really can be translated in two ways, and it really plays out in terms of understanding the mechanism of Pruzbol, which can't go into too much right now, but one way to read it is that I am handing over to you the chovos or the shtaros that speak to those chovos, so there's either symbolically or physically some kind of handing over of the chovos, so that the ones who are collecting the chov, in effect, are based in. And when I collect it after Shemitah, it's not like I'm doing it for myself. I'm really collecting on behalf of based in. And that's the way that we get around the problem of lo yigos. The pasuk talks about shamot, which is the asay, that you're not to collect the chov after Shemitah, and it's lo yigos asveya, which is the lav. So mosrani lachem means I'm giving it over to you that as a result of that mesira, shekolchov sheyeshli sheitzel ploni shegvenikos manche eretzus. I can collect it because I am just collecting it on behalf of Beis Din. The other way to read it is Mosvani from the Rambam's Mashma. That way, I'm giving over this message, not so much the chov. After all, the Lashon here, as the Ram also has it, shekolchov. If it were to go on the chov, it would say Mosvani lachem what kolchov. I'm giving over the chov. So there are some neschos that have it without the shin. But if you read it with the shin, then it has to be translated differently. Mosvani lachem means I'm giving over the mesiras moda. I'm giving over, I'm informing you. So it's really a communication to the Beis Din. So you stand in front of the Beis Din, the Dayanim, and you say that I'm letting you know that I want to be able to collect the chov whenever I want. That Dayanim chosvin l'mata l'ohaedim. This is a shtar. We're talking about shtaris a little bit now too. So principally it's a type of shtar, and the document is signed by below. Okay, so this is the Mishnah that the Gemara quotes. Now, in terms of understanding the mechanism of Shemitah, and of Prosbo, and how it works, you could say, to override what would otherwise be a canceled debt. So you have to know how the Gemara now, Shaka B'Tayr, plays out. The Gemara has two questions that are raised here on Amid Aleph and onto Amid Beis. And there's going to be an important machlokas, how to understand when the Gemara asks the second kasha that we're going to soon speak out, and gives a teretz, where that teretz is coming to answer only kasha number two, or it's really coming back to answer the first kasha that we're about to read as well. Both say, following me? Okay, so what am I referring to? Kasha number one. I know if you haven't seen the Gemara, it's hard to somehow just come out, just kind of look at it. So you'll chasid it over, you'll get to it eventually, and then it won't be totally unfamiliar, because we read it at least now. Mi'ika midi. Is there anything the midaraisa mishamta shviyas v'hiskin hil de lo mishamta? The Gemara's kasha seems to be straight out. How can it be that Hillel can override a din deraisa that the chov is canceled? The Torah says shamot, and the Torah cancels the chov chora. And Hillel says that no, do prusbo, and mela you'll be able to collect. How can that work? So the answer given right now by Abaye, and maybe there'll be a second answer, maybe there won't be. This is the question that we'll see on the days. Amar Abaye b'shvius b'zman hazev rebihi. That we have to understand whether we have the Hilchos Shmita applying today midoraisa. So he quotes the Shita of Rebbe. Rebbe has a drasha. Rebbe Omer, Rezed Var Shmita Shemot. So we darsha. B'shnei Shmita Sakasa Medaber. That this equation between two types of Shmita. Shmita's Karka, which is Yovel, which does not apply with Manazeh, because you need to have every Shevet represented in Eretz Yisrael for there to be a din of Yovel. And that's called Shemitah's Karka. V'achas Shemitah's Ksafim. So that's how we're darshing that these juxtaposition of these two words, Shemitah and Shemot, is an equation made between Shemitah's Karka, being Yovel, and Shemitah's Ksafim. And he darshens as follows. V'zman shetem mishamit Karka, etem mishamit Ksafim. V'zman shetem mishamit Karka, etem mishamit Ksafim. So Shita's Rebbe, as stated in the Gemara, is that if you don't have a Yovel, no, V'zman shetem midaraisa, then there can't be Shemitah's Ksafim midaraisa either. So what is Gemara in effect answering? That how come Prusbel works? Because that which the Chov got cancelled is not Midaraisa. Midaraisa, there's no Din Shmitas Ksaf Mizman Azeh. This is how we hold the Maisa. Although one could have argued on Rebbe, this is Shitas Rebbe has stated here, that the Din is that Midaraisa, there's no, nothing happened. You can still collect the Chov, nothing changed. The Rabbanan, Zecher, to that was a Din of Shmitas Ksaf once upon a time, the Chum wanted to be knowing today as well. If it's only Drabbanan, then Mela, you can have a Takanas Prisbo that will override that. So that is the answer to this question. Now the Gemara counters with another question. Ask the Gemara now on Amid Beis. Oh, so let me just finish the first answer. V'tkinu Rabbanan d'tashamit zecher l'shvius. So the Chacham u'metakein b'zman hazeh d'shamish b'sofim zecher t'shvius. Rashi says shul t'shtakach Torah shvius. Therefore, Roy Hill shenimnum ha'omel havos, they weren't complying with the Shemitah Drabbanan, and they weren't lending. Therefore, Amar Biskin Puzlo. Fred the Gemara, a follow-up kasha. And this is now the kasha on the very idea that the Chachamim can take a chov, that Midaraisa is still collectible, because there's no din bizman hazeh of Shemitah Tzafim. And the Chachamim say, oh, we're going to create a zecher to what was, and therefore the chov will be canceled. So Midrabbanan now, you don't collect the chov. Fred the Gemara, Umika Midi, the Midaraisa lo mesham teshvius. The Raisa Shvius is not canceling the debt because we say that it's not knowing Bizman Azeh, midaraisa utkin rabbanit tishamit. How can a chum go and say that the malve will lose his money if midaraisa is entitled to his money? Right. So that's kasha number two. So Omar Abaye sheva al tasu. The chachamim have a koach to be oker davar min haTorah v'sheva al tasu. Right. When you're not actively overriding the Torah, the Chum can say, for example, what's an example? The Chum can be, okay, b'shev al tas, we all understand cases, right? What is an example that everyone should...
Love.
What? Lulav on Sukkot, first day Sukkot. What else on the first on Shabbos? Rosh Hashanah Shachar b'Shabbos. The Torah says you're supposed to blow shofar mid-reis, the Chum say, for the reasons that the gzeira that they made, not to blow shofar. So Chum can be, okay, dav metor b'shev al tas. So here, the din is that mid-reisa, the chov is collectible. The lov is b'chuyif to pay the chov to the malve, and the chachamim can say that don't pay it. So that's within the purview of the chachamim to be oker dav min haTorah b'shev al tas. This is Abaye. Rava comes with a different answer, and here is the machokes, how to understand what Rava is coming to answer. He's for sure answering kasha number two. What's kasha number two? How can the chachamim say that you don't collect a debt and the raisa should be collected? How can the chachamim go and create shemitas ksaf midrabanan? Rav Amar, Hefka based in Hefka. This is a famous idea that when it comes to money, the Chacham have the authority over money to be able to say that you owe, you don't know, belongs to Reuben, belongs to Shimon. The Chacham can declare money to be not yours, even though it's technically yours. The Chacham have the authority. And he brings Tzukim, Haminayin, and here you have one possible drasha from the Pasuk in Chemya Ezra, and another pasuk that's quoted. Again, this is a sugya, hefker based in hefker, not for us right now. But now, what is this answer of Rava coming to come to answer? So clearly, the question that immediately preceded Rava was, how can the Chachamim say that you don't collect money that's owed you, midaraisa, you should be able to collect it? So hefker based in hefker. So the lova is free from paying the debt, and malva can't collect it because the money stays where it is, hefker based in hefker. That's good. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that Rava's answer is not just on this kasha of how can the Chachamim create a Shemitas Ksafim midrabanan if midaraisa there's no Shemitas Ksafim. But it's also coming to answer the kasha Named Aleph. In other words, we had a kasha that started us off. How can Hillel be Mitakin Chuzbo? That means that the Malva can collect the Chov that midaraisa is cancelled. So Abaye answered that kasha by saying that this that it's cancer is not midaraisa because of Rebbe's drasha that it's only knowing shmita ksafim this man that there's yovel, and therefore that's why Puzbo can override shmita drabana. What Rebbe is doing, as Rashi is now going to explain, is that even if we weren't go with the shita of Rebbe and the drasha of Rebbe and assume that shmita ksafim is only drabana, let's even assume shmita ksafim is midaraisa. And midaraisa, the malva can't collect his debt, even bizman hazeh. Yet, the chacham are going to say that the malva could collect his debt through the mechanism of prusbel, which can override the shmitas ksafim that would have canceled the debt because of hefker based in hefker. So Rava would be offering an alternative to the original kasha and amidav. With me? Look at Rashi, just to see inside. Rava Omar. In other words, even the Chacham who argue on Rebbe's drasha, Rebbe made that drasha that we link Shmita Ksafim to Yovel. The Amish Vias Leshmotas Nmove Bizman Zadoraisa. The Tikkun Hillel Delot Shamit. So that's one thing that Rebbe is coming to suggest an answer to. Or, if you want to go the route of Rebbe, Bein Le Rebbe, the Amar Lav Doraisa, and the Chachamim are therefore creating a new din shmitas ksafim that the midraisa did not exist. Vam rabban de teshamit. So on both of those points, lo tikshi the bedavish b'mamon ein kanakis davin haTorah b'makom siyag v'geder defke based in b'mamon hefke. Okay, so this is just one very important mar makom when you think about prusbel, and that is, do you need a command to the fact that shmita b'zman hazeh drabanan, or can you go the route of Rava, of Hefker based in Hefker, to explain how prusbel works. That's one very important idea in terms of the larger picture. Exactly what is prusbel after reading this whole Gemara, but what exactly is happening? So it's also a big inyan. There's a Rashi in a number of places in Shas, in Makis, in the beginning also in Makis. Rashi is also a little further on in Gittin, Gemara comes up again with this. There's another halacha that's stated in the Mishnah in Shviyas at the very end, the last parak, called Mosesh Derosa Lebezdin. A person can be Mosesh Derosa Lebezdin, and it's not Mishamit. There are cases in the Mishnah that are not Mishamit that the Mishnah go through in the various Mishnahis over there. So that's physically giving over the Shtaros to Bezdin. Rashi consistently equates that with Puzbal. Again, like I said before, the Moser, Mosrani Lechem, is the idea of giving over the Shtaros. Tosus raises questions on Rashi, many places in Makis and other places, that L'chorot two different halachas. Moser Shtaros of Bezdin is a Din D'oraisa, that is not Mishamit. Puzbal is only Din Rabban, as we've just seen in our sugya here. So there's different ways to learn for Rashi. Maybe Rashi holds it is. It's old Rabbanan. Moshe Shtos is also Rabbanan. Tosis holds it's a drasha that connects to Moshe Shtos with a Beis Din that we darshan from a pasuk and a sefrei. Maybe Rashi holds it's old Rabban. The drasha is an asmachta. Maybe Rashi holds that Prusbo is not mamish Moshe Shtos, but it's patterned after it. There's Moser physically, and there's also this symbolic Mesivas Shtos. And again, how does it work? It plays off of the idea that Lo Yigos. So Beis Din is, so to speak, holding on to the Chov, not you. But there's also Hefker Beis Din Hefker. Now, there's a lot of Torah that's discussed within Rashi. So exactly what's the relationship? Again, this I'm not going to fill in for you right now. If you want more Mamakomos, you can listen over to the Shiurim, mine or others. But Maisa, the question that very much has to be sorted out, according to Rashi, Lamashal, is what's the combination of two different factors for principle to work, which is the idea that it's not Lo Yigos. Lo Yigos means me. I'm the Malva. I'm collecting. So I'm not collecting. Beis Din is now the authority over the Chov, and I'm just their agent, so to speak. And the idea that, according to Rashi, what else is invoked, and how Rashi read the Gemara, that's clearly going on Prusbo. We just read the Gemara, Fi Rashi. What else? Hefker Beis Din Hefker. Because Rashi learns that Hefker Beis Din Hefker is part of why Prusbo can work, to override Shemitah, even were it to be the Reis. And Rashi consistently invokes both ideas. What is its tzirus between the idea of Hefker Beis Din Hefker on the one hand, and the inyan of it's not Lo Yigos? Maybe it has to do with the inyan of the Mamanis Shabo versus the Isser of Lo Yigos. Again, this is for everybody if they want to do a little more research. Once we're in a Gittin already, so another Amud Gemara that's very relevant to the inyanim of Shemitah's Ksafim, if you go on a blad ahead, to Daf Lamed Zayin on the bottom in Talmud Beis, so here, more quotes on the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah states, very interesting thing, the Mishnah states in Shviyas at the end, that a person who wants to be Machzir Chov, that technically is canceled, that is canceled, Pashtus is the Torah that canceled the debt, although there's a lot to say about this too, but the Shviyas means, as Rashi says, when Shviyas is Noeg and Shviyas is past, the overwhelming shittas of everybody, the inyan of Lo Yigos and the inyan of canceling the debt is the Sof, Miketz Sheva Shanim, at the end of Shemitah, meaning when you get to the end of Elul, of the Tavshin Pei Beis year, of Shemitah year, the Chov is no longer collectible. But let's say the Lover wants to pay back anyway. So there's a requirement that the Malve, when the Lover comes to pay, has to say the following words, Mishamed Ani, I'm letting go of the Chov. This is a Mishnah, Mishamed Ani. Let's say the Lover will push forward and say, push back, I guess he could say, I hear, but Afal Pikein, I want to give it to you. Yikabel Hemenu. Then the Malva has the right to collect. Once the Malva has done his duty to acknowledge the fact that there's Halacha Shemitah's Ksafim that was Chal here, then the Lover still says, I want to give it to you, which we'll soon see what that means, Afal Pikein. Then Yikabel. The Gemara quotes a drasha as a Dvar HaShemitah, which means going on either the halacha that he has to say Mishamed Ani. Maybe you think he wouldn't have to do that. The Lover is coming on his own after all. I'm not collecting from him. Or it's a halacha that one time is enough, that Afal Pikein, and then he can accept. He doesn't have to repeat himself. Different ways to learn Pshat and what the drasha is, Dvar HaShemitah. Then we have a fascinating piece of Gemara that has many perushim. Listen to this line. This is the Mishnah we just read. Amar Rabba, v'talei ad Amar Hachi. This Afal Pikein that the Lover says, and when he says it, the Malve has the right to take the Chov. There is some strategy that can be employed by the Malve in order to invoke the Lover, telling the Malve Afal Pikein v'talei. Now, what does v'talei mean? So again, among the many Perushim, you'll see Rashi, which is very striking. Rashi says that he says, I want to give you back the Chov. So he says, the Malva says, Mishamed Ani. And then the Malva sees the Lova walking away. Okay, so I'm not going to give you the Chov. Okay, it's Mishamed Ani. So what does he do? Yitrenu ala Eitz. He can use hard, you know, I guess hard tactics, hardball tactics. Im gavra yado, physically strong, ad amaliyafbikin. It's a pellet, right? Imagine. You imagine that the chov is canceled, and now the lova is ready to walk away. He hears Mishamed Ani, and now the malva is going to pressure him. It's an unbelievable gemara. They're showing him, asking Rashi, what's pshat exactly? How can this be? Bitalta Torah Shemitah Ksafim. So it's obviously a tremendous yisod that you see, certainly within Rashi. There are other pshatim that are a little more tame. Talile means that the malva is sort of like begging, looking at him like, you know, okay, I mean, like, it's more like a psychological pressure rather than a physical. And that's why he tries to get him to agree to give him the chov anyway. Mar brings a story here that Abba Bamarsa had a chov owed him by Rabba, and Rabba wanted to pay him, and he said, Mishamed Ani. So, okay, so he walked away, and then Abai saw he was very sad. So he said, why are you sad? He says, this is what happened. So he says, go back. He told him, go, you know, and he said, did you try giving him? He said, yes. So what did he tell you? He said, Mishamed Ani. So now Baya says to the Lova, he says, Amr Yafikain, did you say Yafikain when he said Mishamed Ani? He says, no. He says, if he would have said that, he would have taken it. So now I want you to go to him and tell him Afikain. So there's this idea that even after Shemitah Ksafim is, so to speak, Chal on the Chov, this is one of the sodas that maybe many Yachronim try to bring out. It's not the only Mahalach, but Nachum certainly goes in this Mahalach, that you like to think that it's a total cancellation of the debt. The debt is finished. And the Lashon is used, it's a matana now. The Lashon is used, it's a matana. It may not be as simple as that. This afabikain is not a pure matana. It's a priyas chov. It's a priyas chov after Shemitah was chal. Now, what does that mean? Is it or isn't it? Does it exist? Does it not exist? Right? Usually you'd assume that when you have a chov that exists, then it exists. If it's not collectible, then it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, then it's a pure matana. The yisod that I think emerges from this possible yisod that emerges in this gemara is like this, that there's two distinct ideas. There's a chov, and there's the koach to collect the chov. The chov is that the etzem, the lova, owes the money, and then a derivative of that is the malva as a koach and the gisa. Lo yigo, says the Torah. No, you lost that. You lost that koach to extract payment. What is the status of a chov? It's not collectible. The lova doesn't have to pay it, I guess, because it's not collectible. The malva lost his power to collect it. But if the lova chooses to pay, he's not just giving him a matana, he's giving the chov on his own volition, as opposed to having to pay what he must pay because the malva has a koach to collect it. So there's sort of like an interesting mix here that the chalos, the Shemitah Ksafim, has created a change in the normal way of the relationship, that a chov gives the malva certain rights to be able to be toveya a chov. That's changed through Shemitah Ksafim, but the chov itself has not disappeared. This is one of the, so this again, I'm saying it very, very much, the kids are not really giving you a chance to really understand it fully, but just a thought. And again, it means that, and I think it speaks to the larger Indian of Shemitah, because we know Shemitah has a lot of different ideas behind it, not just Shemitah Ksafim, there's Peros. What is the Torah looking to do with Shemitah? What is the agenda of the Torah? If you look at the larger Indian of Shemitah, what is they're saying? You can't plant, you can't do certain avodos in the land, and more than that, whatever Peros grow in the tree have to be available, shared with anybody. So what is the Torah looking to do? What's the hashkaf of Shemitah? To create an equal playing field, right? In other words, it's not like I'm the Bailin. It's everybody. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to share with everybody. So that we shouldn't be a feeling of, you know, one class over the other. I'm better than you, and I have mine, and this is for you. You need to get permission in order to eat, to have my peros. The Torah creates a sense of leveling the playing field, right? So in the same way that the Torah is doing that with peros shvias, that are hefker for everybody, the Torah is doing that with debts, to create a sense of, it's no longer that idea of eved lova lishmalva, that the lova is sort of the one that's looked at as the, you know, the underdog, and the Malach is the one who has the koach over him. Torah has taken that koach away to create a sense of the Malvis, whatever, as a disadvantage. Like, you want to pay me, you have to choose to pay me. I don't have the right to come with my normal koach of being a Malvis. I think that's an Indian, I think, is very relevant in general, that thinking about the Indian underlying Shemitah Kesafim. Halacha L'maisa, again, this already, you know, you can speak to your, probably your local community and your shul that probably is sending out messages at this point about maybe a Sunday, whatever, to now and Rosh Hashanah, when they'll have people set up with the Beis Din. There are basic halachas about how it's done. It's not so complicated. If you have a chob that you want to do, a pruzbolan, so you stand in front of the Beis Din, and you make this declaration, and then they sign the piece of paper, and that's all. There is a recommendation. I have here a Kitzur Hilchos Shviyos from Chaim Kanievsky. So he has a chapter on pruzbol. So he mentions a number of halachas, and one of the things he mentions is that some have a minhag to have at least one small chov that should be included in the prizbo. Whether that means that you indicate at the time that this is not something I want the prizbo to be chal on, or you do a halva of $1 or $5 after the prizbo, so that you can, so to speak, comply with the essential din of the Torah, that I'm letting that chov be abandoned, so that the Torah ultimately wants that inyan, that it should be a sense of letting go of your chov. Okay, so these are interesting halachas, some basic inyanim in the lamdis and the mar makomos. And again, you can take it further and try to fill in more details. Okay.